20 years ago, a biologist named Anthony James got obsessed with the idea of making mosquitoes that didn't transmit malaria. It was a great idea, and pretty much a complete failure. For one thing, it turned out to be really hard to make a malaria-resistant mosquito. James managed it finally, just a few years ago, by adding some genes that make it impossible for the malaria parasite to survive inside the mosquito. But that just created another problem. Now that you've got a malaria-resistant mosquito, how do you get it to replace all the malaria-carrying mosquitoes? There were a couple options, but plan A was basically to breed up a bunch of the new genetically engineered mosquitoes, release them into the wild, and hope that they pass on their genes. The problem was that you'd have to release literally 10 times the number of native mosquitoes for that to work. So in a village with 10,000 mosquitoes, you'd release an extra 100,000. As you might guess, this was not a very popular strategy with the villagers. Then, last January, Anthony James got an email from a biologist named Ethan Beer. Beer said that he and his grad student, Valentino Gantz, had stumbled on a tool that could not only guarantee that a particular genetic trait would be inherited, but that it would spread incredibly quickly. If they were right, it would basically solve the problem that James had been working on for 20 years.